So just a couple of tips as we go into, this week with prototypes coming up and our need to create interactive prototypes and wireframes. Always before you do this or choose a tool, research and gather data first. Figure out exactly what you need to do before you actually spend money on a tool. That's sort of obvious. But when you iterate from low to high, don't just go step to step. Just do subtle improvements until it turns into high fidelity. You'll find that if you back away, come back, and don't do it all in one fell swoop, the high fidelity version will turn out really nicely. It'll give you time to recompose. So you maybe fix a couple elements, make them look nice, then come back later. Unless you're on a roll, who am I to stop a roll? And we all know what that's like when you're in the zone. But I do recommend iterations in between, and so does the text. Really, the concept from the view from 30,000 feet is that this process starts with structure, then presentation, then behavior. That works well. Now, in this presentation that I've just done, I mentioned that you might do a low fidelity for interactivity and then hit the design after. That's true. That works. But typically, the behavior is the final step because that's the last closest view of UX that you will get before the thing releases or before the client signs off on it. So behavior is going to be the toughest thing for you guys to debug and troubleshoot, and that's why really this is the procedure that we should be following, unless you adhere or have a relationship with your client where they want to see the placement. Let's say the client hasn't decided on content yet. That's a point where you do structure, behavior, and then presentation. So that's going to change every application or project, by the way. Use a grid. These systems all have grids, and you can use like a 960 grid if you're doing heavy web, or if you're doing mobile, you can do like a 320 by 480 screen. But also test the usability at all stages, and that's a benefit of having some interactivity on those low fidelity wireframes. So those are some tips as you get forward, but you're gonna carve out your own niche, find your own zone, you know what works, and sometimes it can be completely opposite of what I've presented here. So good luck.